Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 29 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Coming to the disciples, Jesus saw a great multitude around them and scribes questioning them. Immediately, all the multitude, when they saw Jesus, were greatly amazed and running to him, greeted him. He asked the scribes, "What are you asking them?" One of the multitude answered, "Teacher, I brought to you my son who has a mute spirit, and wherever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and wastes away. I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they weren't able." Jesus answered him, "Unbelieving generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me." They brought him to Jesus, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground, wallowing and foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked his father, "How long has it been since this has come to him?" The father said, "From childhood. Often it casts him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately, the father of the child cried out with tears, "I believe, help my unbelief." When Jesus saw that, a multitude came running together. He rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to him, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." After crying out and convulsing him greatly, it came out of him. The boy became like one dead, so much that most of them said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and raised him up, and he arose. When he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we cast it out?" Jesus said to them, "This kind can come out by nothing except by prayer and fasting." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this story. Such a difficult story. As a parent, I can't imagine the anguish of seeing what would look like an epileptic seizure in my child and just longing for that to be fixed. And I just empathize so deeply with the man, and I empathize, but I also am in that guy's mind of, "I believe you, Lord, I believe you, Lord, I believe you, Lord, help my unbelief." And Lord, I do lift up those things in our lives right now where we're all struggling with belief right now. Currently, it's my husband's job, and Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. And for those with battling illness in themselves, they believe, but help their unbelief. Or illness for another, and they want healing. We believe, help our unbelief. When we have been praying for someone for 30 years, we believe, but help our unbelief. When our loved one is addicted to a substance or to something that is ruining their lives, we believe on their behalf, but help our unbelief, especially as they continue to walk down that path, Lord. When our bank account is low and we're trying to figure out how to pay those bills, we believe, but help our unbelief because it's there. Lord, when we are in relational distress and we can't see our way through to the other side, we believe, but help our unbelief. Lord, when we've been harmed by churches or church leadership or spiritual situations or ministries, such a hard thing, and I have definitely walked through that, we believe, but help our unbelief. Lord, it's sometimes easier to believe you for things that don't have to do with people, like providing for our needs or healing our bodies. It's harder to believe for healing from emotional or spiritual wounds by others. We believe, yet help our unbelief. Lord, we just come to you as your children. We are your sons and your daughters, looking to you as a father who loves his children, who loves to give his children bread when they ask for it. So we're just simply asking for the daily bread that we need today. We believe, yet help our unbelief. And Lord, all those questions that we may have when we're reading the Bible and we're like, "Is this really true?" and just having these doubts, we believe, but help our unbelief. And when someone ridicules us for our faith and makes us question things, we believe, but help our unbelief. Lord, this is our prayer and our cry today, and I thank you so much that it's been modeled in Scripture. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am so grateful for you and just thankful for the provision of God to be able to do this all the time, every single day for 6 years. That's a lot. And God has been so good. So thanks for your participation in that. Particularly, thank you for praying for us. We really appreciate it.